USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The stock market closed lower on Wednesday as doubt over a coronavirus aid package increased. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 165 points to close just above 28,500. The S&P 500 closed down 23 points with the NASDAQ losing 95. Big tech companies led the slide, with Amazon falling more than 2%, Netflix dropping 2.3%, and Microsoft dipping by nearly 1%. Judge Amy Coney Barrett is facing a second day of questioning in her Supreme Court nomination hearing, receiving many questions from Democratic senators about the Affordable Care Act. Senate Judiciary Chair South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham addressed that on Wednesday, saying Obamacare should not be the focus of the hearings.
This hearing has been more about Obamacare than it has you. Obamacare is on the ballot. If you want socialized, single-payer health care, that's on the ballot.
This is USA Radio News.
Facebook recently announced an update to Instagram DMs by introducing a new Messenger experience in the app. More than a billion people already use Messenger. They are bringing some of the best Messenger features to Instagram.
I'm Adam Mosseri. I'm the head of Instagram. I'm excited to talk to you today about some of the new messaging features we've got coming out. One of the features I'm most excited about is the fact that people are going to be able to message across apps. So you're going to be able to message your friends on Facebook from Instagram and vice versa. Now, this isn't going to change who you can message or who you can message you. You're still in complete control of both of those things. In fact, we've even built some new controls that are more granular that allow you to decide who exactly can message you. But you'll be able to manage your messages from one app should you so choose. And we think that's critically important, and we also think it's critically important that people have control over their experience.
For more information, please visit the Facebook newsroom at about.fb.com/news.
Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett has taken multiple questions on health care and the Affordable Care Act on day three of her confirmation hearing. She pushed back against Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota's inference that she was nominated in order to take down the ACA.
Well, Senator Klobuchar, I think that the Republicans have kind of made that clear. It's just been part of the public discourse.
Okay, but is the answer yes, then, that you were aware of it?
Well, Senator Klobuchar, all these questions, you're suggesting that I have animus or that I cut a deal with the president.
Representative Bill Huizenga is in self-quarantine after testing positive for the coronavirus. The Michigan Republican tweeted that he tested positive ahead of a planned appearance with Vice President Mike Pence and went into self-isolation as a precaution. Huizenga says he's waiting on the results of a second test to confirm the diagnosis. If confirmed, he would be the 16th member of the House to test positive for COVID-19. Another 5 senators have also tested positive for the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Rushed voting by mail in one western state has led to some confusion. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox reports.
Residents in one small Nevada county received mail-in ballots with a signature line asking the voters to certify that they were registered voters in White Pine County. Unfortunately, the voters were in Humboldt County, some 200 miles away. Humboldt County Clerk Tamiray Spiro said they missed the county reference in proofreading a template for the envelopes. Spiro said voters can scratch out and write Humboldt County on their return envelopes, but don't have to. Voters can also bring their ballots into the clerk's office and get an in-house envelope or vote in person. That and other errors in mail voting materials caused by the rushed vote-by-mail process in Nevada have given some voters reason to question the integrity of the process. But Nevada Secretary of State Barbara Sagaski says errors will not affect the process. I'm Wyatt Cox.
And a Texas girl has been elevated to a double world record holder. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
Macy Curran is mostly legs. They make up 60% of her total height. The 17-year-old from Cedar Park, Texas, broke 2 Guinness records, one for having the longest legs for a female and another for a teenager with the longest legs. Her left leg is over 53 inches long, while her right leg is slightly shorter at technically 52.874 inches. Macy is 6'10". Her dad was 6'5". Her brother, 6'4". And her mom is vertically challenged, like some of us, measuring in at only 5'7".
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.